Good afternoon. Trust you're all doing well. You're in Christ. You should be. I find that I have to work my way through the grace of God to be miserable. So let me read these scriptures. Which passage did you read from, Bracken?
15, 8 through 12?
Yeah, I think I told you the wrong place. We were close.
Oh.
It was actually 16, 8 through 12.
But well.
Let me just read this to you. This is about the Holy Spirit coming. And when he comes, the Holy Spirit, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father. It's when he goes to the Father, he pours out the Spirit. So he's speaking to believers there. And you no longer behold me. And concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. Now, so he says about Christians, he said, the role of the Holy Spirit is to convict us or convince us of righteousness, because I go to the Father. I won't be here, but I will be here. You won't behold me, but I'm going to be in you. And the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit's job is to continue the work now in you, not just me with you. I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear to hear them now. But the Spirit of truth, when he comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will disclose or publish to you what is to come or what is happening. He will glorify me, but he will take what's mine and disclose it to you. So we've talked about these things a lot. I think this is a lot of the things I'm going to talk about at Lazarus, just coming at the same truths from different directions. But I've just been really blessed a lot about this, the work of the Holy Spirit, just the participation of the Trinity and this union with Christ we have. And how the Holy Spirit, he said, he's not even going to speak on his own initiative, how the Holy Spirit's come to live in us. And Jesus said in chapter 14, because the Holy Spirit's coming to live in you, even though you won't behold me anymore, I'm going to be in you. And so the Holy Spirit's role in us is to emphasize Jesus, to make Jesus real in us. And so Jesus is the truth, and the Holy Spirit's going to lead us into all the truth. And he's going to publish Christ in us. And the language, literally, the word glory, publish, as we said before, publish the opinion that Jesus has, the opinion of Jesus in us. But I was thinking about a word, I was sort of just in prayer, just organizing some thoughts for Lazarus, but also just the Lord speaking to me, because the Lord reminded me that I don't spend time with him to get a word for you. I spend time with him to get a word for me. And so that I never miss getting fed. I don't want to, you know, I want to pass on what God's feeding me with. And this righteousness, this thing about our identity, you know, that classic verse from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it says, for he, the Father, made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to become your sin, your brokenness. He became your brokenness, to become your brokenness, that you might be the righteousness of God in Christ. And so he became your guilt. He became your brokenness so that you could become his innocence and you could become his unbrokenness. So when we talk about righteousness, we're talking about the righteousness of God. Not just the unbrokenness of a person, but the unbrokenness of God and the innocence of God. And the Holy Spirit's role in the Christian life is to constantly convict you, because the word is convince, but it's convince, like He's trying to get you to get it and embrace it. So he's very tenacious. You know, it's very strong language to convince you, because he knows we're transformed by the renewing of our minds. And warfare always happens between our two ears. So the enemy's a liar. So he's always trying to deceive us to cause us to stumble. And the Holy Spirit's always there calling us forth into our new identity. That if it's true that you've been woven into the fabric of Jesus' existence, then you understand that you've been placed into, woven into the righteousness of Christ. In our fallen condition, you could describe our fallenness as guilt for all that we've done and brokenness. But being placed into the life of Christ, we've now been placed into his innocence. The Father can no more reject me than he can reject Jesus.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, there's this crazy verse in chapter 17. Listen to the scripture. He says in verse 23, I and them, and you and me, that they may be perfected in unity. That the world may know that you did send me, and you did love them even as you've loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, be with me, that where I am, they'll be also, in order that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for you did love me before the foundation of the world. Jesus said that I'm going to be in them, and they're going to know that you love them as much as you love me. And then he says in the next verse, and you've loved me since before the foundation of the world. See, somehow we think that God started loving you when you, quote, became a Christian. But he, like, didn't love you before. God so loved the world,
man,
that he gave his son. His love was already set on you. God poured out his wrath on sin. On that thing that separates us. That was on our end, the separation. We ran from him. He didn't run from us. So he, you know, like if you think about, where was the Father when Jesus was crucified? Was he up in heaven separating himself from Jesus? You know, no, it says that he was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. And so when you exercise faith, all you did was believe in the fact that you've been reconciled to the one who already loved you. And he's loved you before the foundation of the world. That's all you did. You just accepted something. You didn't earn it. Your little prayer, you know, the Baptist bar mitzvah thing you prayed didn't earn you that. Jesus on the cross earned that for you. But there's no more separation. Jesus on the cross paid the debt so you don't have to feel guilty anymore. Jesus on the cross took your brokenness. So you don't have to live in your brokenness anymore. And all you did was accept it. You just believed it. You didn't do anything to get it. You can't do anything to unget it. You just accepted it. Accepted the fact that you have been grafted into the innocence and the unbrokenness of Jesus. And so every step of the way, so we use these examples. So, I'll use this example. Since what happened with me this last week, and then I'm with a couple of people yesterday sorting out all the administrative stuff, which is enormous. You wouldn't believe it. All the different websites, all the different accounts, all the different stuff. And then just I realize every time I think about something, I don't think about it the same. I don't think about this the same. I think I do the same, but I realize there are also now people from all over the country watching this, because I'm the primate. And so just that consciousness that every time I prayed, I'm praying for, you know, the thing. And I found that I was feeling overwhelmed. And so the Lord, so this is how this works. So the Holy Spirit speaks the voice of Jesus in me. Because he doesn't speak as an own initiative. And what he's going to do is convince me of righteousness. The righteousness of Christ. My brokenness, my feeling overwhelmed is because of my human brokenness. But you see, in my weakness, his strength is made perfect. Jesus said, by the Holy Spirit, Chuck, I bore the burden of all of humanity from the beginning of time until the end. I think we can handle this little job. What was he doing? He was convincing me of his unbrokenness. I was able to sink into that and go, of course, Lord. And I don't feel overwhelmed anymore because Jesus isn't overwhelmed. He doesn't do overwhelmed. Do you see what I'm saying? And it's that constant thing that transforms our mind into really believing and understanding who we actually are in Christ. We're not what we were. The rules are not the same. And that's how he changes us, by convincing you of righteousness. That you're not what you were. Or I walk into a situation and I think, I don't know what I'm doing. I was talking to somebody recently and they're just going about all kinds of messy stuff. I said, Lord, I don't have a clue how to talk to this person. And he convinced me of righteousness. He said, I understand everything this person's saying. So I'll sort it out with you as time goes by. I thought, he'll share it all. I thought, okay, I have the mind of Christ. That's righteousness. And it's freedom. Is transformation. Well, what about when you blow it? Because sometimes we do. The Holy Spirit is convicting you on the inside that you are in union with the innocence of Jesus. That's a fact. And that sin that you just committed was paid for 2,000 years ago. There's no, you are beyond reproach. He's about transforming us, not about catching us, not about finding an excuse to get rid of us. We're not, it's not a test. It's not a test. It's a transformation process. I blew it. I don't want to keep blowing it because there's no fun in that. And I lived in that moment as if I weren't in union with Christ, and that's miserable. I'd rather walk in your purity than to step out for just a second and decide I want to walk in impurity. Why would you do that? It's about transformation. It's about rescue. It's not about, oh, gotcha. Buzz, you're done. Like a bug, you know, like one of those bug killers. I remember the story when they first created those things that you'd hang outside and zap the bugs. And it was a Vincent Price commercial. Remember Vincent Price? He played all kinds of Dracula and stuff. And he was sitting out by his pool as Vincent Price. And this guy did all these horror movies and he was just enjoying me. Oh, he'd start laughing. And we think God's like that. He's like the star of monster movies. He's not like that at all. He paid a huge price to transform us, not to catch us, not to condemn us. He took care of all that. You're in the innocence of Jesus so that you can be transformed. So there's room for mistakes. Amen? Yeah. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. That's fun stuff. Change your life forever if you get it. But sometimes it seems too good to be true. You know why it is? Because the whole thing's grace. He knew we couldn't do anything apart from grace. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.